You're listening to WKAR. I'm Karel Vega. This morning, Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued a stay-at-home order for residents in the state to slow the spread of COVID-19. WKAR's politics reporter Abigail Sensky now joins us via phone to break down what you can and can't do under this new order. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
The governor forcefully denied last week that she was considering a stay-at-home order. What changed over the weekend?
Well, Michigan now has 1,232 confirmed cases and 15 deaths from COVID-19 as of this morning. That brings us to being the state with the fifth most cases. And Whitmer basically said that if this continues, 1 million in the state of Michigan could become hospitalized. And we only have 25,000 acute care beds, so that would put a tremendous strain on our hospitals and healthcare systems. She also said federal assistance and planning just hasn't been there throughout this crisis. She talked about receiving a national allotment of personal protective equipment, and this is what she said.
The allotment of personal protection equipment for one of our hospitals was 747 N95 masks, 204 gowns, 4,467 gloves, and 64 face shields. Now, with the exception of the gloves, that allotment is barely enough to cover one shift at that hospital. Not even a full day's worth of shifts, one shift.
Basically, the tone that she set in this press conference this morning was, our trajectory right now is looking a lot like Italy, and we can't let that happen in the state of Michigan.
We're speaking with WKAR politics reporter Abigail Sensky about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home order. So now that we've all been ordered to stay at home, what exactly does that mean?
So this order takes effect Tuesday at 12:01 a.m. and will continue through April 13th. Basically, unless your job protects or sustains life, or you're a member of what's called the critical infrastructure, you should stay home. That means businesses should keep their workers at home and people should stay home and work from home as much as possible. It means that you can't gather inside or outside of your home unless those people are, you know, members of your household. If you leave, you have to stay 6 feet away from people. You can still go outside to get fresh air and do things like exercise. You can go to the grocery store and get takeout food. You can go to the pharmacy or the bank or to go get gas. But unless you're doing those things, you should be staying at home. So, you know, this order also provides exceptions for beyond getting groceries and going to the pharmacy, what you can go outside for. One of those things is if you don't live in Michigan, you can go home to a residence in another state. Or if you have two homes here in Michigan, you can travel between those two homes without penalty. You can also leave home to care for a family member or a pet.
Can you clarify what critical infrastructure means for us?
Yeah, so critical infrastructure are people like our healthcare workers, our grocery store employees, our pharmacists. And those are people who, you know, we need, especially during this crisis, to help keep on treating patients, providing food for everyone, and medication. It also includes law enforcement, public safety, and first responders, and, you know, some jobs that you may not necessarily think of first when thinking about critical infrastructure, like trash pickup, wastewater, energy, and, you know, our food and agriculture workers, all the people that we need to help life keep running even when we are at home. And there is an exemption in the executive order for workers who are necessary to conduct what the governor calls minimum basic operations, whose in-person presence is completely necessary to allow a business to keep on running. And that means those people are going in to do things like maintain inventory and equipment, or care for animals, or ensure security, or, you know, process payroll transactions and employee benefits, or you could even be coordinating the ability for other workers to work remotely. But that's supposed to be a very small number of people, and businesses actually have to determine which of their workers are considered essential and inform them immediately.
We've been talking with WKAR politics reporter Abigail Sensky about Governor Whitmer's stay-at-home order to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Thanks for being here, Abigail.
Of course.
You're listening to WKAR.